What is the shape of this recovery?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
The economy is moving up since it crashed by more than 30% in the second quarter. The question is, what is the shape of this recovery? There are many discussions about a V-shaped recovery versus a U-shaped one, and even a recovery curve that looks like a swoosh. V-shaped recovery refers to rapid growth making up for losses within one or two quarters, sort of what happens after a snow day if we extend the day to 2 or 3 months. V-shaped recovery is when the economy does not move up or down for a couple of quarters after the crash before it starts to move up. U-shaped recovery is a V-shaped recovery with a long pause in the middle. The most talked about is the swoosh. That is a recovery that starts early but a slow pace. These are different levels of positive. However, that which most economists are deadly afraid of is the W-shaped recovery. That is a recovery that starts strong but then loses steam and turns into a second recession. Which one of these letters of alphabet applies to the shape of this recovery? Well, it started relatively fast after its sharp drop in the second quarter, and the consensus of economists puts the expected third quarter growth rate at between 25 and 30%. However, even this will not take us back where we were in the first quarter. Evidence of that is that while the number of unemployed did drop significantly, it is still more than twice its February level. Looking only at unemployment level, the recovery could look like a V. A companion set of data, the civilian employment level, however, makes the picture less rosy. In May and June, on average, 4.5 million of the lost jobs were recovered each month. That rate was cut in almost half in July and August, and by September, it has dwindled to only 5% of its earlier rate, while total employment is still more than 11 million below its February level. This took the V out of the equation, making the recovery look more like a swoosh. Another piece of data, the personal consumption expenditures, which constitutes 70% of our GDP, took a $75 billion loss in March and April. Consumption then rose sharply in May and June, indicating healthy growth. However, that sharp rise vanished in the thin air when the subsequent increases dropped to 10% of their previous month's increases in July and August. This barely supports the swoosh recovery format and hints more of a W, which is a secondary slowdown. The size and timing of the second stimulus package, which has become the latest political football, will determine if we will be facing a swoosh or a W. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIV.